Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us. We've got much to talk about this hour. And hope you're finding us easily by telling your smart speaker to play KPECC or using your smartphone app for KPECC. You can also, of course, listen on FM and listen throughout the course of the day as we bring you Fresh Air with Terry Gross coming up right after us at noon, BBC News Hour at 1 o'clock, and then Aim Martinez with our own local Take 2 at 2 o'clock here on 89.3. We continue in the vein of policing, as we did with LAPD Chief Michael Moore last hour. But this hour, we're going to talk with a trio of African-American law enforcement professionals to get their individual perspectives on what the culture's like at their department for officers of color, what it's like serving African-American communities, and if there are times when law enforcement professionals find themselves caught between two different cultures. We begin by looking at what Los Angeles County residents say about their police departments. The Center for the Study of Los Angeles at Loyola Marymount University released this survey earlier this year, and it found that overall, 62% of Los Angeles County residents have trust in their local police department. 38% don't. For white Angelenos, 70% approve of what their law enforcement departments are doing and have trust in them. It's even higher for Asian Americans. 76% of Asian Angelenos have trust in law enforcement. A solid majority of Latinos, 59%, also show support for their local law enforcement departments throughout the county. But when you look at African-American Angelenos, that drops to just over a third that trust. 36% have trust in police, 64% do not. The glaring outlier when it comes to trust in police. So what is it like for an individual African-American law enforcement professional? Joining us is Rashad Sharif, senior lead officer with the LAPD's Community Engagement Group, which does liaison with different communities across the city of L.A. Thank you so much, Officer Sharif, for being with us this morning on Air Talk.
Hey, Larry, appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
When you hear the results of that Center for the Study of L.A. survey, does that ring true for you based on your experience that nearly two-thirds of African-Americans don't trust police?
That number seems a bit low to me just because when I'm out in the community, a lot of the residents, African-American, enjoy seeing me as an African-American officer out there in their neighborhoods protecting them. So I don't know if that was maybe all officers, but my feeling in the black community is a large portion of them actually love seeing a black police officer patrolling their neighborhood.
And did they talk about that with you specifically? Hey, it's, you know, good to see someone who looks like me, you know, something like that, who's with the police?
Yes, I get comments all the time. My partner and I will be out along Crenshaw Boulevard, and people say, hey, it's good to see two brothers out there. That's
yeah.
What they say. So, and that's been my experience in my 30 years, is that for the most part, the African-American community, I worked 77th Division, which is a Crenshaw South L.A. area, and a lot of times people were happy to see us, and they did comment on that, seeing black officers.
And are there times that you get negative feedback from African-Americans who might make a slur against you or question your choice in being an officer?
Well, most recently, during the local protest, I was called just about every name in the book, and most of those were from African-Americans, black people out there, and they would say things such as, why are you working for the white man? You're on the other side. You need to be out here with us, and you're black. You shouldn't be a cop. And that's the sentiment that I heard from probably, I'd say maybe 10 to 15% of the protests. And when I say the protests, the ones out here in front of City Hall a couple weeks ago, about 10%, they would say nasty comments, but the rest were positive.
And how do you feel about this all these years into your job? Does that roll off your back, or does that make you wince? Is that painful to hear?
When I was younger, it kind of rolled off my back, but now it kind of hurt, because I feel like I'm out here doing the work. I feel like, you know, as African Americans, we're kind of underrepresented in this department. We need more Black officers, and I'm out here protecting, you know, my community, my area where I grew up at, and, you know, I got people yelling at me, calling me a sellout. So that was kind of disappointing. But when I hear the positive comments, that kind of brings me back to say, okay, you know, I'm doing the right thing. But to hear those words, Uncle Tom, the N-word, things like that, that was difficult.
We're talking with Senior Lead Officer with the Los Angeles Police Department. Rashad Sharif is with the Community Engagement Group, which liaisons with different communities throughout the city of Los Angeles. Also with us from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Detective and Vice President of the Black Peace Officers Association of Los Angeles County, Dion Ingram. Mr. Ingram, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Larry. It's a pleasure to be here.
What's your experience been like in policing areas with significant African American presence?
You know what? I've always had the experience that the majority of the people that live in those communities, they appreciate us being here or being in their communities. I think sometimes when you're a Black person that works the, you know, communities with the African-American population, I think there's sometimes an understanding, like, you know, an understanding of each other's cultures or backgrounds. And sometimes, or a lot of times, not always, but it, you know, there's like that unspoken understanding. So where someone else that may of another race may respond that may not understand some things, you may have an understanding.
We're talking with Dion Ingram, L.A. County Sheriff's Department detective, and I'd like to hear from other African-American law enforcement professionals, either currently on the job or if you're retired, your thoughts about dealing with the culture of law enforcement, dealing with your race in the communities that you serve and how that's perceived, whether it's predominantly Latino, African-American, white communities, what sorts of responses you get, and just generally, how big a role does your race play in the job that you do? Is it something that you're thinking about frequently or something, in a sense, you have to be reminded of when you're out doing your job? 866-893-KPCC. Dion Ingram, for you, are you conscious of your race, of being a Black man at all times when you're doing your job? Or is being a cop sort of where your head is at unless someone brings it up?
Well, it's not something that, you know, I would say is constantly in my mind. I mean, I never forget that I'm a Black man, but I wouldn't say that it is a constant thought. I mean, my focus and priorities is on just doing my job and doing it to the best of my ability.
And when you look at the culture of law enforcement, one of the things that we have heard from some African-American officers is that even though the demographics of law enforcement in Southern California have changed dramatically, that LAPD is a majority department of color now, very heavily Latino on the force, that there are still cultural challenges in being an African-American law enforcement professional. Do you feel that at all with the sheriff's department? Are there any ways in which you feel you're treated differently?
As an African-American, being treated differently by my department?
Yeah. or by individuals within the department, if not the organization itself?
I would say no. I wouldn't say I've had that experience of someone treating me differently because I was a black deputy or black detective.
Okay.
I would say no.
And with young people that you meet, maybe within your extended family or people you meet in the course of doing your job, if a young African-American boy or girl, man or woman, mentions about maybe they're interested, you encourage them to go into the job?
I talk to them. I wouldn't talk them out of it, but I'm not sure I would talk them into it. I guess I would talk to them to try to get an understanding of why, because I've always said, law enforcement is a lot of things that you would think it is, and it's a lot of things that you wouldn't think it is. So I would I'd probably try to get an understanding of why they wanted to do the job. I mean, I've had people that I've known that have said, hey, I want to do the job because they look at TV or they think of the pay and other stuff. And knowing what I know about that person and thinking like, this is probably not the job for you because of some of the things that we have to do. So I guess it's on a case by case basis, but I would like to see more African Americans apply for the job. I think we could, it'd be a good thing.
All right. Our phone lines are open for African-American law enforcement professionals, either current or retired. Your thoughts about policing, what, if any, changes you've seen in the culture of American policing, its welcoming or lack of welcome to African-American officers, also what you look at in terms of promotions and leadership within departments. Is that starting to show a broader reflection of the communities that the departments serve, or is that not happening? And why do you think, if it isn't, why isn't that happening? 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. The 2021 Rose Parade has been canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. Planning is still continuing on the Rose Bowl game, but of course there's uncertainty as to whether the game will be played on New Year's Day 2021. But we'll have additional information. Our Sharon McNary is closely covering this. The announcement just been made at Tournament House in Pasadena. Sharon will be with us shortly to provide background on how the Tournament of Roses went through this decision-making process. Also joining us is retired LAPD Sergeant Cheryl Dorsey, who's been with us to talk about use of force and other issues in policing over the years on Air Talk. Sergeant Dorsey, thank you for being with us again. First of all, what's your sense of how the department you worked for a couple of decades has changed as its demographics have shifted? Is it a more welcoming place for African-American officers?
Well, listen, I don't think it's more welcoming, and I don't think the police chief, Michael Moore, really has an appetite to get folks who look like me on that department. I mean, when I was on the LAPD, and understand the only reason that me and a lot of folks that who came after me were hired is because they were forced. The department was under a consent decree in 1980 to hire not only more black folks, but more women. And so at that time, LAPD at some point during my tenure had maintained about an 11% of blacks on the department. And over time, it's dwindled down. And now I'm told it's somewhere hovering around 9%. And so I find it off-putting that when you do have police officers who attain the rank of deputy chief, as in the case of Amada Tingaridis, who was recently promoted, and Regina Scott, and others who get to breathe that special air, when they walk through other police divisions and they don't see folks who look like them, I don't understand why they're not bothered and why there isn't a more concerted effort to recruit black people.
One of the things that when we've talked with Chief Moore about this, he says very, very challenging. In part because of negative attitudes that young African Americans have toward police, which makes it more difficult to recruit. If that's the case, how do you think urban departments like LA could get around that, could deal with that distrust of police?
Well, listen, that's very easy to say if there's no one there in opposition to what Michael Moore is putting forth. But the fact of the matter is, I've had many young black men contact me via my social media and say, hey, I'm in the process. And, you know, when blacks are in background investigations, they want to know from us how many bubbles are in a bar of soap. And I'm sure that those questions are not posed to white folks. I even had an officer recently tell me in the midst of his background investigation, the background investigator asked him, why do you have two jobs? As if having two jobs somehow is a disqualifier. And so I would say to Michael Moore, because he knows who I am, we grew up on the job together, if you want to recruit black folks on the LAPD, sir, I would love to be a tool to help you in that vein. And so it's a very simple process if it's something that you want to fix. And I'm not believing that he's being intellectually honest with us when he says that it's very hard because people have a negative attitude.
All right. We're talking with Cheryl Dorsey, retired LAPD sergeant who served from 1980 to 2000. And we're taking your calls, African-American law enforcement officers or retired officers like Ebony. I'd like to talk with Ebony. Can someone? Thank you. Ebony in Anaheim, you're on Air Talk.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks. What's your experience?
Sure. I was a police officer in the city of Roanoke, in Roanoke, Virginia, for 6 years. And my experience was one that I really appreciated because it did allow me to show my community, the African-American community, a strong protector that was very honest and there to help them. I am totally in agreement with what Ms. Cheryl is saying in that representation matters. Representation is of the utmost importance, not just now, but forever. We need representation not only with women, but with Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, Native Americans, of course, African Americans. We do not have that type of representation in policing, which creates a dichotomy. It creates sometimes an us and them, depending on what department you're in. I think it is really important as well that that there is a breakdown of this, black people don't like the police. There has to be an inroad to that somewhere, and that should definitely start with law enforcement.
And so how would, in your view, you having been on the ground working in Roanoke, how would you do that? What is the way that law enforcement can, if the trust is not there to the extent to make policing attractive, how do you get around that?
Well, that starts with things like community policing. The chief of police in the city of Roanoke, Chief Samuel Roman, he is an expert in community policing, and he has put that forth throughout his entire tenure.
I think we just lost Ebony. Ebony, are you back?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can now. You just dipped out for a moment.
Sorry. I was saying that the chief of police in the city of Roanoke, Chief Samuel Roman, is an expert in community policing. And he has put that forth in the entirety of his tenure there. And community policing works. It builds relationships. It allows for the community to see police officers as humans, which is absolutely important. You see that as a hashtag that is trending now, humanize the badge. That is absolutely what must be done. So you have community policing. You have your Citizens Police Academy that gives citizens an insight to what it means to be a police officer. That is important so that they are empowered. It does not happen. As well as, of course, representation, recruiting more African-American police officers, increasing the salary. Recruiting more minority police officers in areas where representation matters. Those are the things that are going to break down the barriers.
Ebony, I appreciate your call very much. In Anaheim, talking about her experience as a police officer in Roanoke, Virginia, for 6 years. We're asking African-American law enforcement professionals, either currently on the job or retired, to share their perspectives on being an African-American law enforcement officer, detective or in management positions in departments, and what that experience is like. 866-893-5722. We'll be back in just a minute. The 2021 Rose Parade has been canceled by the Tournament of Roses. We'll have all the details for you coming up in a few minutes on Air Talk here on KPCC. Our correspondent Sharon McNary has been out talking with the chairman, executive director of the Tournament of Roses. We'll have information for you about why the tournament made that decision, of course, related to the pandemic. We're talking with African-American law enforcement officer Cheryl Dorsey, who for two decades served with the LAPD, retired as a sergeant. Dion Ingram with us from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. He's detective and vice president of the Black Peace Officers Association of LA County. And Rashad Sharif, who's a senior lead officer with the LAPD's Community Engagement Group. Again, our phone lines are open for African-American law enforcement professionals, current or past, to talk about your experience. We're at 866-893-KPCC. Dennis in Carson says, I'm Latino. I just applied to be an officer with a local police department. Do you believe that racism is a problem within the department? I feel if we want to help solve the issue of racism, the department first needs to address that there is one. Officer Rashid Sharif, you want to respond to Dennis's point?
Yes. We have to deal with racism in America. And I'm sure there's racism on, you know, every department. But one of the ways is by that you can overcome that is by having a diverse department, by having African Americans and Latinos and people on the department who are not white. So number one, the other officers can learn from them. There's a lot of times where I was the training officer and my rookie officer was white, and we're working in South LA, and I believe just from my interaction, from my growing up and being in the area, they learned a lot about the Black culture that they might not have gotten in school or grew up. There was one officer who came from another state who says, yeah, I hadn't been around Black people until I came to LA. So obviously there's racism, but sometimes it's just not knowing the culture. And if we maybe get to that one little baby step, maybe that'll help us and improve the relationship between the minority Black community and the non-Black community.
Officer Sharif, how do you deal with it? I realize every incident is potentially different, but if you have from a fellow member of the department, something is said to you that you feel is racially insensitive or ignorant or inappropriate, do you deal with that typically directly with the person, or is there an avenue for you to make a complaint about that? Is this something that ever comes up, and if so, how do you deal with it?
I have dealt with it just on a one-to-one basis. Recently, with a lot of the what's going on here, you hear things that are said that are, which I feel were either insensitive, racist, or just uneducated. And I take that opportunity to explain how I feel, not only as a Black man, but as a police officer and a resident of LA. So I wouldn't find, unless I saw something that was totally egregious, that, okay, this person is out and out racist or showing racist behavior, I wouldn't go to the command staff or make a complaint. I would try to educate that person and talk to the person, and maybe they'll see my way and maybe they won't, but at least they'll know, okay, I probably should not say that around a person of color again. And I would just handle it one-on-one again, unless I thought it was something that was misconduct, because any misconduct we have to report.
Sure. And do you feel that when you've done that, that the other person has been receptive to that or resentful of that? What's been the range of response?
they've been respectful. And the couple recent times that I can think of, they said, wow, I didn't know that. Now, obviously, I don't know later on if they went back and said that I was full of mess, but from what I could tell, they were receptive and they said, okay, you know what? Now I see how you could take what I said as being offensive.
We're talking with LAPD Officer Rashid Sharif, who's Senior Lead Officer with the Community Engagement Group of the department. Also with us, L.A. County Sheriff's Department Detective Dion Ingram, who's VP of the Black Peace Officers Association of L.A. County. Detective Ingram, you know, similarly for you, do you feel like there are things that you just have to correct people on or sensitize people to? That are a result of ignorance or sometimes even malice within the department?
Sometimes I've heard people say things that I think maybe they don't understand the full weight of what they're saying. They don't maybe have an understanding of the history of it or what it means to another culture. So I've had those conversations, and I try to give them the benefit of the doubt by educating them and explaining, hey, this is what this is, or this is what it means, or at least this is what it means from another perspective. Like I said, giving them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, there are mechanisms in place for you to notify a supervisor or stuff like that. But, my approach has always been to try and talk to that person and try to educate them, because I think a lot of times people maybe don't know. You know, something was done very egregiously or maliciously, you know, that's another thing, but I don't think that's the case most of the time.
What about Sergeant Dorsey was talking about the lack of inclusiveness of African Americans in growing the numbers within departments in Southern California, and the lack of promotional opportunities that you're not seeing in positions of leadership within LAPD, with the Sheriff's Department, with other departments, African Americans in the highest level command positions. Do you think that is a fair critique, and is that something the department's not doing enough to fix? Dion Ingram?
Hello?
Yeah, Dion Ingram, did you hear that question?
No, can you repeat it? I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to Cheryl. I'm sorry.
No, I was quoting Cheryl. I was saying that she made the point that we have not seen the growth of African-American officers. We have not seen promotions into the top levels of local departments of African-Americans. Do you think that is, in fact, true? And that's a problem. And why do you think that is within departments?
You know, it definitely seems like there is a drop in the number of African-Americans being hired. Why specifically that is, I don't know. I mean, I've heard things. I've heard that it's generally the blacks that apply have a tougher time getting through backgrounds. Like I said, specifically why they're having a tough time, I don't know. But I know, I don't know what our percentage is. I know at one point it was some time ago, it was at 8%, and I think it's lower than that now.
All right.
Yeah, we could use, it seems like we have had for a while some issues with blacks. We've had like academy classes, and there might be, you might be lucky if there were like three or four out of a class of maybe, 50 or 60 or 70 in the class. And I remember when I graduated some years ago, 24 years ago, there was almost 30 of us, and it's kind of dwindled now to such a small percentage.
Yeah, Cheryl Dorsey, retired LAPD sergeant. For those African-American officers on the force, what do you see as the impediments in them advancing into the higher managerial ranks of the department?
Well, first of all, you have to have enough people in the feeder pool in order to move up. And listen, let's be clear and let's not pretend. If you don't speak, companies speak, then you don't get to breathe that special air. And so, departments know exactly who to promote and why to promote. And so I believe, it's been my experience during my tenure on the Los Angeles Police Department, if you have a spine, you only can attain a certain level of rank within the department. If you aren't go along to get along, then you become a problem officer. And so I'm just wondering, and I don't know anything about the Black Police Officers Association within L.A. County, but I would say that association and all of the others that are out there nationally, why aren't they, and this is a rhetorical question, more involved in recruiting people who look like them? They see and know the same thing that I see and know. And if you understand that there's obstacles and barriers being put in the way of Black folks, then I would think that they would have an affirmative responsibility to change that whole paradigm, if you will. And so it's not happening. And with regards to, you know, when you see an officer who's engaged in activity that seems to be contrary to your belief system, if you're not on the police department, you can't have an effect. I was able to do that when I was on the LAPD. During my tenure, the big deal was to stop a Black man and sit him on the curb. When I worked with white officers who wanted to do that, I wouldn't allow it. But when you have something more egregious and offensive, the department needs to create a safe zone where an officer can go and report not only racism, sexism, and any other harassment or discriminatory practices and not have to worry about being retaliated against. Because listen, it's not like these police departments don't know who the bad actors are. Derek Chauvin had 18 personnel complaints before he sat on the neck of George Floyd. And the officer who stood sentry, Officer Tao, had also been the subject of a civil lawsuit where they had to pay out $25,000 because he hit a Black man in the head and knocked the teeth out. And so it's not like they don't know. It's just that they don't have an appetite to hold officers accountable and create an opportunity for the good officers to report. And to that end, I'll say that when people ask, why don't the good officers tell, I say, ask the police chief, why don't you deal with the bad officers? Why don't you, Mr. Chief, create a safe zone and environment where your officers can come and know that they have your support when they report misconduct by errant officers? That doesn't happen.
We're talking with Cheryl Dorsey, retired LAPD sergeant with the department for 20 years and retired in 2000. Dion Ingram, detective, LA County Sheriff's Department, VP of the Black Peace Officers Association of the county. And Rashad Sharif, senior lead officer with the LAPD, with the Community Engagement Group, talking with us about being an African-American law enforcement professional. I want to thank all of you so much for being with us and sharing your experiences and talking candidly about what it is to be an African-American law enforcement professional. Again, Rashad Sharif, Dion Ingram, and Cheryl Dorsey joining us on Air Talk. Coming up, we'll talk about a first in 75 years, I think it's been, since the Rose Parade was canceled back during World War II. We'll talk about the pandemic's effect on the Tournament of Roses in just 90 seconds on Air Talk.